CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Elon Musk is Starship. Elon Musk is all of the frontline thinking about going to Mars, a million people on Mars before Musk dies there. That's who Elon Musk is. So therefore, it is a surprise to see Elon Musk in news about Brazil's politics. This is a complicated story, and I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, who is the America's editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, to help me understand this story. Mary, a good evening to you. The simple version that I read is that Mr. Musk was objecting to some of the censorship practiced routinely by the judiciary in Brazil and said he wouldn't comply. There were then threats, and Bloomberg is reporting that one member of the Supreme Court, Alejandro de Moraes, who's associated with a lot of threats, opened an investigation into whether Musk had obstructed justice. Then news came through lawyers that Twitter, now X, was going to back away. I'm going to stop there. Who is Alejandro de Moraes to threaten obstruction against Elon Musk? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. Yes, the High Court, the Supreme Court in Brazil, has been trying to police speech on the internet. They've been going after people who they say questioned the legitimacy of Lula in the election itself because they didn't think that he should have been released from prison. They questioned the legitimacy of his election. And, you know, basically they're what you would expect from the opposition, the loyal opposition, right? They're not threatening violence. They're just questioning the process by which Lula became president. And then, of course, they criticize the president a lot. De Moraes has been policing that. But in order to do that, he needs to get help from the platforms, TikTok, Facebook, and that includes Twitter. And apparently, Twitter has been complying so far. But in the beginning of April, I think it was on April 6th, Musk finally said, that's it, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm no longer going to be an accomplice to this crackdown on free speech. And then he threatened to release communications he had had with the court. And he also said in his tweet that he was not told why these people had to be blocked. He was just told they had to be blocked by the high court or by an agency that the high court had put in place. But he was not told why. And he was told he wasn't, you know, all of this was he wasn't allowed to know who the judges were, who ordered it. And he was told that he wasn't allowed to share information that would, you know, help people who were blocked know what was going on. And he's sort of resisting all this. And that's why he announced that he wasn't going to play anymore with Alejandro de Moraes.
What is evidence here is something that we've watched for quite some time, which is the judiciary as a enforcer in Brazil. And the enforcer beyond imagining, more than the president, an ability to threaten the richest man in the solar system. So what I want to know is, are the people of Brazil aware of this? Did Musk make them aware that Alejandro de Moraes has, there is no simple term for a Supreme Court justice exercising the rights of an authoritarian master?
Yeah, it's pretty controversial. And I think that, you know, you asked, do Brazilians understand what he's doing? I think it's like you would find in a lot of large countries, ours included. There's a number of people who follow it closely, and there's a wider number of people who don't know exactly what's going on. I mean, part of this also breaks down into the controversy between people who like Lula, who's the current president, a left-wing guy, a pro-Castro guy, who was in jail for his for corruption and bribery and released by the court. And on the other side, people who like Jair Bolsonaro, who is a conservative guy who, you know, is a populist and was president only for 4 years, lost his reelection. But for the more informed part of the electorate, I think people are starting to say, this is not about whether I like Lula or I like Bolsonaro. This is about the rule of law. And the court is supposed to be an independent arbiter of the Constitution. In other words, is this constitutional? And rather than playing that role, which is an important role for a court in a democratic republic, the court has decided that it is going to go after these critics of Lula. And this is why it has become, you know, again, among very informed people, I would say intellectuals, it's become a very big issue. The media in Brazil has pretty much gone against Bolsonaro. But in recent weeks, some important newspapers who have been against Bolsonaro have been writing to condemn this abuse of power by the court. So I think they're making some progress in restoring that, but it's going to be a tough fight.
What I hear, Mary, is an important distinction you're making. This is about freedom of speech, and it gets tied up in the what you name as the Bolsonaro derangement syndrome, so that any remark that you make about, hey, what are you doing, looks like you're pro-Bolsonaro and therefore a suspect.
Exactly.
So beyond Bolsonaro, good heavens, Mary, the left of center, if that's what Lula da Silva is, certainly knows this can be used by the other side when and if the power shifts.
Well, I mean, I think that they feel quite confident about the high court, because the high court, I think 9 members of the high court were nominated by a government under the Workers' Party, which is Lula's party. De Moraes was named by Michel Temer, who was an interim president after Rousseff was impeached from office and removed. But, you know, the court is heavily weighted toward the left, and I suppose that's why they are content with letting the court use these extraordinary powers. I mean, I do think that the role of the Fourth Estate is very important here. That's where I think the Fourth Estate should have some pause, because, you know, they enjoy, if they're mostly favoring Lula, they think, okay, we enjoy free speech, but it could come back to haunt them if free speech is removed as a value in the Brazilian political system.
And right now, our understanding then is that if you cross a line that you don't know exists, you can be X'd out of Brazil.
Well, I mean, I think that I'm not sure where Musk stands. He, you know, as I mentioned, Dilma Rousseff and Lula, right, and the PT governments have a strong influence right now. I mean, they're both, Dilma is obviously out of office, but the PT, as it existed during those 13 years, still has a strong influence on the court. I think Musk is said, initially he said he was going to release communications with the court, but now he's saying that he wants to make sure that none of the Twitter employees who live in Brazil are in danger of getting hauled into court or having their bank accounts frozen, all the things that he's been doing to other dissidents. So it remains to be seen how Elon Musk will deal with that issue. But one would hope that he doesn't back off, because his name being brought into this conversation is helping a lot small-D Democrats in Brazil try to restore their rights. I want to say the independence of the court. That's a very heavy lift. But at least putting pressure on the court to stop some of its more egregious actions against Lula critics.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and of the Wall Street Journal editorial page on Brazil and Elon Musk. I'm John Bass.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.